This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. The tragic deaths of factory workers in Bangladesh gives us a chance to examine the good and bad of so-called sweatshops. The typical policy responses to such a tragedy, however, typically fail to get at the heart of the problem. So says William Watson, a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute.
In April, there was a factory in Bangladesh that collapsed while workers were working in the factory, and over 1,000 people were killed. It took them a week to pull everybody out of the rubble. It got a lot of international media attention, and there have been a number of responses from various governments and private parties to figure out how to prevent this from happening in the future and what should generally be done about the rise in factory workers working in Bangladesh in dangerous conditions.
So what has been the policy response within the United States?
Well, the United States response has been to consider whether or not to remove Bangladesh from a list of countries that receive a low tariff preference to the U.S. market. So there are a number of products that can enter the U.S. market from Bangladesh at basically zero tariff level. Clothing is not one of those, but nevertheless, there's been some concern that perhaps raising that level, raising the level of tariffs imposed on those products would help induce Bangladesh to change its practices. The problem with that is that you're just increasing taxes on the people of Bangladesh and removing their access to the U.S. market. This would be a big hit on their economy. Having market access to foreign consumers is a really good thing for any economy. It's also good for the United States. So you would be harming consumers in the United States and producers in Bangladesh to help producers in Bangladesh. It just doesn't make sense.
As you noted before we started recording, Bangladesh has a lot of people and relatively few factories. Mm-hmm. So any attempt for workers to try to assert their own power would be met with just them being fired and replaced. And this is also low-skilled labor.
Yes. Well, and so there are a lot of low-skilled laborers looking for work in Bangladesh. The best way to improve the most lives in Bangladesh would be to have more factories, more investment opportunities. Every single person who's chosen to work in Bangladesh, every single person in Bangladesh who's chosen to work in one of these factories is picking the best option for them. They make more money or work in better conditions than they would without the factories. Improving the conditions in the factories would be great. But if you do it at the expense of the number of factories or the amount of investment in the economy, you're helping one group of people at the expense of everyone else.
What have retailers done?
The retailers have responded to this event very forcefully. They are very concerned about negative publicity of their brands being associated with tragic accidents, being associated with poor working conditions and poverty in Bangladesh. And so they have been scrambling to prove to consumers that their policies are different, that their factories are well taken care of, and their workers are receiving good care and good wages. One of the ways that they do that is by having inspections of the factories in Bangladesh. The retailers, they produce the clothes, they order the clothes to be produced, but the factories in Bangladesh are not owned by the retailers. They're owned and managed by local companies. And so the retailers don't always have a lot of control over what happens. And when disasters like this occur, there's a strong call for the retailers to have a bit more oversight over what's going on. And so they're going to require more inspections, a more transparent inspection process to ensure that those are going on, because none of the brands wants to be associated with death and destruction.
Well, and to an even smaller example, obviously a less problematic example, Kathy Lee Gifford's clothing line years ago was mm-hmm. revealed to have been involved in sweatshop labor, which was devastating to the brand.
Which is really unfortunate. It's unfortunate that consumers and so many groups have such a negative reaction to sweatshops. The sweatshops are not the poor working conditions in the sweatshops are not the fault of U.S. companies trying to mistreat workers abroad. The sweatshops are an opportunity for those workers. It's better than what they would do otherwise. And so really what people are concerned about is poverty. They see the poverty of people in Bangladesh, and it pulls at them. It makes them worry. And they don't want to think about poverty when they buy their T-shirts. And so the brand doesn't want their consumers to be thinking about poverty when they buy their T-shirts. So if they can soothe those concerns in some way, they're very eager to do that.
Is there evidence that consumers in the United States or Europe or elsewhere respond to that kind of increased policing by the retailers of these kinds of factories?
The evidence is mixed. There's certainly an impact on how consumers perceive the brand. They're happy about brands that they think do nice things around the world. Now, whether they respond at the store by paying more for a particular piece of clothing is a little controversial. It's a small group of people that will actually pay more for a shirt with a label that says that the shirt was made using those kinds of practices. Even though lots of people would prefer those practices, it's just a small group of people that are willing to pay more to ensure that those practices took place. But even if it's just a small group of people, it still provides an incentive to get those people's business by improving factory conditions. And so it creates competition among the retailers. So it's no longer just a T-shirt is a T-shirt. There are fair trade T-shirts, which you could charge more for. And even if it doesn't get everybody on board, it still creates a more competitive marketplace for labor in Bangladesh.
William Watson is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.